Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The $9 billion in fraud federal prosecutors say was taken from the Department of Human Services is not the same figure DHS is using. When asked what DHS believes the total amount stolen may be by 14 Medicaid service providers, Deputy Commissioner John Connolly said the number is still fluid.
As of right now, there are figures out, you know, in the hundreds of millions, but that's a point in time number. We, again, expect that to change as investigations mature and we find out more. But we have no evidence within DHS of $9 billion in fraud or anything exceeding that, for that matter.
Connolly says Minnesotans may not know the true number for months to possibly years. Ruby's Pantry, a food distribution program that has helped families stretch their grocery budgets for years, has announced it will be closing. The organization has provided low-cost food options to communities across Minnesota and beyond, relying largely on volunteers and donated goods. Leaders say the closure will impact thousands who depend on monthly distributions. Community partners are now working to connect families with alternative food resources as Ruby's Pantry prepares to wind down operations. The Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety is leading and coordinating a distracted driver enforcement campaign this month alongside numerous law enforcement agencies. OTS Director Mike Hansen.
Far too many people think that it can never, ever happen to them. Too many people still think that they are immune to deadly driving mistakes and that they are the exception and that they can, in fact, multitask behind the wheel when nothing could be further from the truth.
In 2025, there were 159 serious injuries and 21 fatalities related to distracted driving. In other headlines, Rick and Tracy Clark of New London recently returned from North Carolina with a deeply personal tribute, an office door from Fort Bragg that served as a memorial to their son, Army Specialist Ryan Clark, killed in action in Afghanistan in 2010, and Specialist Ronnie Pallares, who was killed in action on October 23rd of 2010.
When their unit got back home to remember Ryan and Ronnie, they put this big old decal on the back of a door that separated the main office building and the workstations. And every year, Tracy and I, usually in October, we head to Fort Bragg. We take pictures by this door.
Clark says when Ryan's unit moved to another part of the base, their commander offered the door to the family. The Minnesota Music Hall of Fame in New Ulm opens today for the season. Officials are expecting Prince fans from around the world to come to Minnesota in commemoration of 10 years. This is MNN.